And right now, we have got Jack McEnroe as well as Dr. Michael Gottlieb on the air with us. They are here to talk to us about World AIDS Day today. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, here we are, 2009. We've been living with the AIDS epidemic and World AIDS Day since 1988. What's changed since then?
Well, the prognosis for patients living with HIV and AIDS is dramatically different than it was back in 1988. There are new drugs available, new treatments available that work in new ways, and that's one of the exciting things about this particular World AIDS Day, that these treatments are available. They're better tolerated than older treatments, and they're available to patients to discuss with their doctors.
Now, Mr. McEnroe, I understand that you've actually been living with HIV for more than 20 years. Is this more common now that we see life expectancy in this range?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the doctor said, there are a lot more treatment options than there were when I was diagnosed in 89, and you know, I know that I'm very lucky, but hopefully, you know, I'm working on an HIV education campaign called Living Positive by Design, and it's a partnership with Merck, and in that program we talk about that patients who are HIV positive should partner with their doctor, get on a treatment regimen that is individualized for them and is very tolerable to their system. And the ultimate goal for someone living with HIV and that will prolong your life expectancy is to reach an undetectable viral load. So to answer your question, yeah, people are living a lot longer, and the doctor can give you statistics on that. But, yeah, I don't think – I know I'm a living example of that. I'm very lucky. My health has been amazing. But hopefully I'm a living role model for people and a goal to aspire to.
Now, if I can ask, how has your life changed since you've been diagnosed? I know that there have been advances in medicine. There are approaching perhaps tracking down a vaccine, perhaps even a cure. Has your day-to-day life been better and more positive as these developments have come down the road?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, I'm a very lucky case scenario. I haven't had any opportunistic infections since I was diagnosed in 1989. My T-cell count, which is a CD4 count that they check for when they give you your blood work, and my viral load has been undetectable ever since they've been able to test for it. So my life hasn't changed too much. The treatments have gotten better, and the side effects have lessened. So that, in that respect, it's changed. And also for me, it's just peace of mind knowing that I have a lot more treatment options available. And then, you know, obviously my life has changed very dramatically since I went on Project Runway and became nationally vocal about being HIV positive, and it's allowed me to kind of become a spokesperson for HIV and deliver this great message through Living Positive by Design. And your listeners can go to livingpositivebydesign.com, and, you know, in case I forget anything, they can see more information, and there's some great video footage and that we filmed. And so, yeah, but my life has not changed too much, and hopefully we can send the message out to anyone who is HIV positive that the treatments now are so tolerable, and hopefully, you know, they can find something individualized with their physician that their life won't change too much.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, what are the most promising drugs or treatments that are available today?
Well, there are a number of treatments available that attack the virus in different ways than previous treatments. There are treatments that block a particular function of the virus that allows it to splice its own genetic material into the cell. There are treatments that block the virus from entering the cell. Lots of new things are available, so people who think they may be at risk for HIV or know that they're HIV positive should go out and consult with an experienced physician who they trust to fashion a regimen that works for them. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to HIV drugs, and it's really got to be tailored with the individual patient. But in general, I would say that since Jack was first diagnosed, treatments have become much more effective and more tolerable, and they succeed in a high percentage of cases in getting the viral load, the amount of virus in the blood, down to an undetectable level, which is really remarkable. And so that should be the goal for most patients. And so talking to patients out there, if their viral load is not undetectable, there is a potential to get on a treatment regimen that gets you there.
Now, I don't have the statistic right at my fingers, so I want to make sure I'm not wrong on this information, but a recent study just came out that said that the AIDS epidemic worldwide seems to maybe have peaked in like 1996 or 1997. Correct me if that number is wrong, but also, isn't that kind of a mixed message? Because although that's the good news, we certainly don't want to think, well, the hard work is done, right?
Absolutely. I think you're on the money there. There is still a huge global HIV epidemic with 33 million people infected around the world and many, many new cases of HIV happening every day in the world. And while cases are down somewhat, I think it's a reflection of the prevention effort that we've put in place over the last 10 or 15 years that, according to UNAIDS, I think there's roughly a 20% reduction in the number of new infections each year in the last several years. And so the prevention message is working, but still many people are becoming infected, and many people around the world don't have access to these effective drugs that we're talking about today.
And I'd just like to chime in on that and say, you know, an important part of that, especially here in the U.S., is fighting the stigma associated with HIV, because, you know, if there's a stigma associated and a moral judgment put on having a disease, people are less likely to go get tested, people are less likely to be honest with their partners and their physicians, and they don't get the health care they need. And, you know, the doctor can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's approximately 1.1 million people in the U.S. living with HIV, and one out of five of those people don't know that they're HIV positive. So those are the people that aren't getting the health care they need, you know, maybe unknowingly transmitting the disease, and we just all need to make sure we're all getting tested. HIV affects everyone unless they're completely abstinent. So, you know, especially on World AIDS Day, but on every day, we need to be very vigilant about that.
Now, I think it's fair for our listeners to know that Dr. Gottlieb actually, in 1981, was the first physician to describe the new disease that would later become known as AIDS. So you've been on top of this thing since the very start.
That's right. It was a pretty remarkable discovery, and it's been an amazing thing to see a condition that was hopeless at one time be associated with these great results in terms of drug therapy. And to see someone like Jack, who is thriving despite his HIV status, and it's just remarkable to see something come from a point where there was nothing available to treat it, to have so many new medications available that attack the virus and let people live relatively normal lives.
Gentlemen, we're approaching a hard break at the top of the hour here. I can't let you get out of here without giving you an opportunity to direct us to whatever resources on the Internet that you would direct us to.
Well, our website is livingpositivebydesign.com. There's other great resources like thebody.com, aidsmeds.com, cdc.gov. It depends where you are in your area. Yeah, there's a lot of great resources out there, and we just want to, on World AIDS Day, deliver the message of hope and make sure that you do know your status, and if you are HIV positive, we all need to fight the stigma together so everyone gets the health care that they need, and we keep having the national dialogue about HIV and AIDS.
And thank you guys for talking about this and helping to diffuse the stigma and improve the situation with regard to HIV education on this World AIDS Day.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise. Gentlemen, we appreciate you taking your time out. Jack, we certainly wish you the best and certainly wish the best for your health as well.
Thank you so much.